Welcome to KRDO's Business Connection, featuring KRDO's advertisers and partners, the best of Colorado Springs businesses. Sunday mornings at 7 on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, 92.5 FM, and streaming live at KRDO.com. Now, here is your host, Ted Robertson.
Welcome to KRDO's Business Connection. I'm Ted Robertson. Alec McSherris Esquire, my guest. He is the owner of the law firm Pikes Peak Immigration. And naturally, that is the subject of our discussion today. Certainly a major decision handed down by the Supreme Court. We'll talk about that in a bit. But Alex, let's introduce you and talk about you a little bit.
Excellent. Yes, thank you. I'm an immigration lawyer here in Colorado Springs, and I own my own firm, as you mentioned. It's called Pikes Peak Immigration, and I'm located here in downtown Colorado Springs.
And in the First Bank building, so easy to find. And we're going to talk a little bit more about that as well. What led you to this life? It can't be easy when you're watching families be torn apart sometimes, even deportations and lots of other very unhappy things happening to families who find themselves in a difficult place.
Yes, exactly. So mine is personal to my story, a little bit about myself. My wife is a first-generation immigrant from India. She immigrated here when she was 5 years old, and she has had to become a citizen the hard way, struggled with kind of leaving everything behind in India with her mom. Her mom was a single parent and started a new life here in the United States, and, you know, kind of lived that American dream. She herself is actually an immigration attorney as well. She got an excellent education here in the United States and had all sorts of opportunities that she would not have had she stayed in India. And so that's a big reason why I decided to go into immigration law. I also did a lot of work in college with Spanish-speaking populations, first on the border with the U.S. and Mexico, in this program called Borderlinks, down in near Tucson, Arizona, but just south of there on the border, in this town called Nogales. And it's a border town that straddles both sides of the U.S.-Mexico border. And that kind of got me started to see that side of the, you know, the border equation. I also lived in Honduras for a little bit, for a month or so, and did a trip down there and saw the situation from the, you know, the Central America. And I studied abroad in Ecuador. So I have that experience in Spanish-speaking countries, and that also helped me understand why people were coming to the United States. And then I ended up going to law school and becoming a lawyer. I went to the University of Denver, and I knew going in before I started law school that I wanted to be an immigration lawyer. So I had that drive, just, I believe that strongly in the fact that immigrants make this country better, and that we're a country of immigrants. We're founded on immigration. If you trace it all the way back, pretty much everyone is an immigrant or descended from an immigrant, unless you're a Native American or if you were brought here as your ancestor was brought here as a slave. Otherwise, you're an immigrant or descended from an immigrant. So I think that's really important for us to remember, even though it's become a very hot-button political issue. But I think that if you look at the contributions, the vast majority of immigrants are hardworking and honest people. Yes, there are some bad apples there, here and there, but I think that can be true, said be true for any population. So I think that it's a very important part of our history and very important to our economy, especially here in the Pikes Peak region. There's a lot of contributions that immigrants make, and if they were, you know, suddenly all deported tomorrow, we would be in big trouble in a lot of different industries here in Colorado Springs.
Now, even during the pandemic, you note here that you're open for business and that you are taking new cases.
Yes, that's true. Yes. So we're considered an essential service. We didn't ever really close our offices. We just worked from home during the stay-at-home orders. But yeah, we are taking new cases. The immigration offices are still open, still processing cases. We, note that the people are still getting deported. Families are still getting shut, you know, torn apart. That doesn't stop because if there's a pandemic going on. And so, you know, in response to that, we're continuing to serve the community here. I take cases for clients all over Colorado, but obviously the vast majority of them are here in Colorado Springs or in El Paso County, in the Pikes Peak region. And we are doing initial consultations for $150. We're doing those over the phone and via video chat primarily, but we also will do a in-person consultation if that's what the client prefers, as long as they do wear a mask and do proper social distancing. We are set up for that as well. So yes, we are open for business and ready to continue serving the local Pikes Peak region.
An area of specialty for you is family-based immigration cases and also immigration consequences of criminal convictions.
That's correct, yes. One area that I wanted to highlight is that second one that you mentioned, criminal convictions. Mm-hmm. A lot of criminal defense attorneys even and immigrants do not understand that while a plea may look great on paper because it's better for maybe their criminal case and it looks like it's just going to go away after they complete all of the terms of their sentence and maybe pay their fines and finish their probation, it can have really bad adverse immigration consequences if the person's not a U.S. citizen. So, for example, something like a shoplifting case that's considered a petty offense, you know, misdemeanor, pleading guilty to that, if the person's not here legally in the United States, that can make them immediately deportable without the option of getting a waiver in many cases to stay in the United States for something as little as a shoplifting conviction. And that's, you know, something you could get for stealing a toothbrush.
You're listening to the voice of Alec McShiras, who is Esquire, who is the owner of Pikes Peak Immigration. He is, as I say, the owner of the firm. Follow along or get more information at peakimmigration.com. That's peakimmigration.com. If you have a need for Alex's services, call 719-602-4477. Alex, talk about your motto, and then let's talk about a big Supreme Court decision that was handed down recently.
Yes, great. So our motto is keeping families together. We do a lot of family-based immigration cases, so everything from immediate relative petitions, so that's for a spouse or a parent or a child of a U.S. citizen, and those cases are given priority. And actually, the only type of case right now that the Trump administration is exempting, there was an executive order recently stating that they're not processing immigrant visas for someone's green card coming from abroad. They exempted immediate relatives, which means, again, spouse, parent, or child of a U.S. citizen. So we really pride ourselves on keeping families together in that way, whether it's here in the United States for someone who's facing deportation or from abroad, or also, you know, keeping a family together who's not in deportation proceedings and allowing them to you know, stay together. I've gotten a lot of calls recently of people who came here on a tourist visa, maybe to visit their boyfriend or girlfriend, and now they realize they got stuck here because they can't return home. Just got a call from a Chinese foreign national with that situation right now. So that's part of it as well. Do you want to go into the Supreme Court decision at this point?
We've got about 30 seconds. If you can just give us your initial thoughts, we'll arrange for another visit so we can talk more in depth about this.
Great. So DACA is probably something most people are familiar with. It's Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals. This is about 800,000 approximately young people who have received deferred action on their deportation, meaning they won't get deported and they were eligible for things like a work permit, driver's license here in Colorado. The Supreme Court decided back on the 18th of June that they are not going to allow the Trump administration to end the program. The reason cited was basically they did not give a legitimate reasoned explanation for turning around this program that's been in place since 2012. So it does allow reprieve temporarily, at least. The Trump administration can offer reasoning, and it's a very narrow decision from the court. Basically, if they do offer adequate reasoning, they can end the program. The justices made that clear in their decision, but it is a good victory for these dreamers, as they're called. And I'd be happy to, you know, discuss this more, like you said, at a later date so that we can get into this in more depth. But it is something that's very important for all those dreamers here in Colorado.
Alex, we appreciate you very much. Alec McShiris, Esquire, owner of Pikes Peak Immigration, LLC. At peakimmigration.com to get more information, or give Alex a call if you have questions or you need his services, 719-602-4477. Alex, thank you so much for spending a few minutes with us here on KRDO's Business Connection.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.